It is the taxpayer's job to pay for my kids to eat and for my kids to be taken care of.
Right now, food stamps, there needs to be some sort of regulation. This is getting out of control. You know, this ex-user says, you think it's a joke that you're paying for a lifestyle? They think you owe it to them. This is the attitude you see all over the internet from people who are on food stamps. It sure looks like they're just as able bodies as anyone. If you could dance, you could work. Food stamps are just absolutely going off the charts right now. A lot of people are sick and tired of food stamps because almost 15% of the U.S. population on food stamps. It's like the highest among a lot of these developed countries. Like, most developed countries do not have that much. You know, in America, getting food stamps is as easy as going to the office and signing a few documents. Getting Section 8 is also incredibly easy as well. What in the world is going on here? And you kind of see why the current administration is trying to put some food stamp regulations in place, because there's a lot of people on food stamps and they shouldn't be on food stamps. Check out some of these videos.
For everyone that is not receiving food stamps in the month of November, here at Walmart, we have these 48-hour emergency food supply kits. Supply kits come with 55 total servings of buttermilk pancakes, maple brown sugar oatmeal, creamy chicken flavored rice, macaroni and cheese, and creamy potato soup. All you gotta do is add water. It's 10,910 calories. It's a first four-person kit. And it has five meal varieties. Only $27.38. If you're in a rut for Thanksgiving, come and get you one of these 48-hour emergency food supply kits. It'll definitely get the job done.
I got another video to share with you because this is exactly what I'm talking about.
All right, y'all, we're going into the Wally World to get our energy drinks that we get every single morning. This is my little pick-me-up for the day, my little self-care routine. Once I get inside, I'll show you which kind I get. All right, let's go get our energy drink. Go check out. Scan. $5.68. I can't show you my, I'm paying with my EBT card. Every single time. Let's try again. We're gonna try this again because that should not have happened at all. Wow, don't tell me things have already changed. Are you kidding me? So what am I gonna do now that I can't buy my drinks with my food stamp card? Are you serious? Well, fuck it then. Fuck it.
Her pick me up for today? Well, who gives me a pick me up by the government? Nobody buys my energy drink today or my Starbucks or anybody else's. All those women and husbands that are going to work every single day, food stamps aren't buying their pick-me-up to go somewhere. $6 a day every day, 365 days. It's a little over $2,000 a year that the government is buying your energy drinks daily. Seems pretty disgusting to me. But, you know, I'm just one person and it's just my personal opinion. Have a good day.
Well, everybody, they done sent them emails down a pipeline. I'm not laughing. I just got done watching a documentary in which they were basically talking in. It was a documentary that was clearly done a while ago before all this went down. And I know I was supposed to be resting or whatever the case may be. And I'm going to get back to resting. And then I'm going to get back to the news or whatever the case may be. But I wanted to let y'all know, the news came down the pipeline that It's official. Them stamps ain't coming in November. I don't know. Because I know the people of color going to be great. Some of us are going to be like, damn, like, this is, you know what I mean? We already robbing Peter to pay Paul. But we know how to make some shit shake regardless. And that doesn't take away the fact that that's not going to cause a big hindrance to a lot of people, a lot of Americans' lives. But I really do want y'all to take this into consideration, right? For the next election that you vote in, okay? Need I remind you, never forget that on the precipice of millions of Americans, tens of millions, 42 to be exact, million Americans who all pay their taxes, who all do what they're supposed to be doing, when they were on the precipice of losing one of the safety aids that they needed in order to sustain in an economy that was built for them to fail, the president, more than half of those people voted for. More than half of those people voted for. Because again, black people only make up 13%. The president that more than half of those people voted for said that the ballroom was his top priority. Not food stamps, not Medicaid, not preventing another war, not stopping bombs from falling over the heads of children in Sudan or Gaza or Congo. That ballroom was his top priority. They asked him about the food stamps and the government shutdown and how they could get federal workers paid. He said that's not his top priority. He don't give a damn about that shit. He got paid. In fact, he may have a big ass check coming in from the DOJ. He don't give a fuck. Me and mine's, we eating over here. I don't know what the fuck to tell y'all. This is exactly what Ryan Coogler warned y'all about. He was warning y'all about. And the movie Sinners, you let the evil into your threshold. You did. You are the one standing in the threshold in between you and the evil that's trying to get in. You let it in. And I hate for this to be another moment where the 92% has to remind you. We told you so, but something about this tells me God wants y'all to learn this one the hard way. Because ain't no fucking way. Them folks in West Virginia, Tennessee, and Mississippi got their asses up on Beyonce's internet and said out their mouth that they thought SNAP benefits was only for people of color. So this whole time, y'all thought that we was on separate social services? You mean to tell me this whole time you thought the social services was separated by race? Baby, no, that's demographical research. That's demographical analytics. So they can make sure that things are being distributed properly. And if, in fact, a large amount or subsection of human beings within a certain area or demographic are receiving more benefits than anybody else, what can we do to combat that? How can we encourage them to do more? How can da 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 da? That data is used for so many things. I'm not sure how y'all equated that shit to we are on separate benefits. It all comes from one pot. And it ain't that weak ass melting pot that y'all fix that cartoon to sing about. It all comes from one pot. Child, good luck to them folks, because I have a strong feeling that he's just getting started. This feels like collective punishment because nobody showed up to his birthday party, if I'm being honest. He was looking pretty sad at that birthday party. He was upset. He was sick. And I blame MAGA because y'all voted for him. Why didn't y'all go to that man's birthday party? He didn't start acting like this. He was already out of his mind, but he didn't start acting like this for real. And until that birthday party, until that birthday parade. and y'all didn't go. Why didn't y'all go? I thought it was, he's your savior. And y'all didn't go to that man's birthday party? Now look at you. Cause everybody getting punished. God damn it, MAGA, you had one job. Just one.
This is for the people who are upset about their SNAP benefits getting cut off in November. What did you do with the SNAP benefits from last month? They ate them? Because you get SNAP benefits enough for that month? Every month? Okay. Well, maybe you guys should have saved some of your food from October so that you could eat in November. That's stupid, dude. Because you gotta eat in October? And then they didn't know that the SNAP benefits were gonna get cut off? Well, maybe if you guys got a job, then maybe multiple jobs, because the job market sucks. $725 to make a plan. $7 and three and four jobs. Well, maybe if when you buy your groceries, you could save that food right there so you can make multiple meals. Buying is high. It's real high. How much is meat? $15. $17. $4 per pack? You lying? Well, how much is chips? $5.49. Well, that's like the big party size and it's full, right? Like completely full. Half a bag of air. Almost gone when you buy it. Gotcha. Well, see, the problem is you guys are just getting way too comfortable on these government benefits and that we gotta pay. I'm mad at the wrong people. I look stupid because I'm getting mad at poor people for being poor in the system that I'm also being affected in. We should be mad at the government. I look stupid. I should probably cut the camera off and because I'm repeating everything you say. Okay. Oh, okay. I apologize for my outburst.
Public service announcement. As of today, I just got word that anybody who receives food stamps need to go to the store and use their card by November the 1st. Because after November the 1st, you will not be able to use your food stamp card, no matter if you do have a balance. You won't be able to use your car until the government opens back up, which nobody knows. So don't say I didn't tell y'all. If you have a balance on your EBT card thinking that you're finna save October benefits to use in November for Thanksgiving, get that out your head. Go to the store and spend them stamps and rack up on whatever you can rack up on and get. Because after November the 1st, my bad, but after November the 1st, that card is not going to work. So don't say I did not tell y'all, but go use that card. Don't keep saving them stamps thinking you finna go to the store Thanksgiving and go in there and get you some stuff. That ain't going to happen. You have until November the 1st, 2025 to go and use whatever is on your card. So you better go to Sam's, buy big buckets of stuff. You better go do some Walmart orders. But after November the 1st, that card ain't gonna work. And don't say I ain't tell you so. To anybody who received EBT, tell a friend, tell a cousin, tell whoever. You know they get some EBT and they got things talking about they got some stamps on their card and they gonna save it till next month for Thanksgiving. Tell them now, go ahead and go to the store and spend those food stamps. Don't say I ain't tell y'all.
Okay, so it went into effect. My dad, who is 66 years old, he did not receive his SNAP benefits today. And he only has one pack of bologna and a bag of hot dogs and some bread. So I have to go and take him some food. But it is really sad how individuals are on here and really happy about people losing their SNAP benefits. It is a lot of families that really are in the jam. I will say that for those that are fortunate and you have family that's going through that, please help the best you can. Just help. Whatever you can afford.
Y'all, they just took my food stamps. Oh my gosh. I can't even begin to tell y'all how frustrated I am. But more importantly, what am I gonna do? Now, I told y'all something was a little iffy and that we have to get our ducks in a row, y'all. We have to get our ducks in a row because guess what? Now I gotta figure out myself, but that's cool. The whole thing is they're doing food stamp reductions. Now, did I think it was gonna be me? No, I didn't. I'm not gonna lie to y'all, I really didn't. But here we are. So for all y'all thinking that I just be BSing and this is not going on, this is going on. You can Google it. You can Google it. Google Trump administration food stamps and see what you don't read. But yeah, y'all, and get this, it was only $400 anyway. Like, how did I make the cut, the list of who to reduce? Talk about you don't meet the eligibility requirements anymore. That's crazy work.
All right, guys, let's talk about this EBT, SNAP benefits, all the issues that are surrounding that since, you know, November 1st is literally the day after tomorrow. I don't feel sorry for any of y'all. I'm just going to be blatantly honest. Well, let me put it this way. I don't feel bad for the people who use and abuse it. Let's put it that way. And these people that are getting on social media, on this platform, on Facebook, on whatever, and saying, well, we're just going to go out and start stealing from other people, stealing from the grocery stores. You're an idiot. You're stupid. That's insane. Would not try that in the South if you catch my drift. Yeah. No. What you can do is you can do like the rest of us and go get a freaking job. Don't give me the excuse of I have children to feed, I need to keep a roof over my head, blah, 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 blah. I have children to feed too. I have nieces and nephews. So my siblings have children to feed. You know, but we're all out here and we're all working and we're all busting our tails to pay taxes to give you EBT and SNAP benefits for you to go out there and buy all the junk food in the world to get morbidly obese and sit on your butt and not do a thing. Stop using your children as an excuse to not want to get out and go work. You know, I'm so tired of seeing all this crap. The government being shut down, that's because of the Democrats, because they're being insanely dumb and just not agreeing to anything. Now you got all these people out here boohooing over the EBT and SNAP benefits that they're not going to get. Grow up. Get a dang job. There's plenty of jobs out there. You can't even sit here and tell me nobody's hiring. Everybody's hiring. Everywhere you look, every corner, there is a job hiring somewhere. Stop complaining. Stop sitting here talking about how you're going to go steal food because it's not going to work the way you want it to. Because I'm going to tell you right now, me and mine, we're protected. And that's all I'm going to say on that matter. So you can try, but it's not going to go very well. Get up, get a job, and do better for yourself and your children. And stop trying to live solely based off of the government. Thank you. Have a great day.
What's up, girl? It's your girl, Quay. And yeah, let's pull these kids some breakfast. We're going to cook some buttermilk waffles, some French toast sticks, blueberry waffles, and I'm going to do some Roger Wood sausages. So yeah, y'all, just let's put me. I'm going to go over this hand. Walmart Piggly Wiggly. Basically everywhere, honestly. Kroger's.
Yeah. You want to do it? I'm going to do it. 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 I'm going to do it I wish I was kidding, but we just lost our food stamp. And on top of that, I am still $2,000 in credit card debt.
In case you're new here, I'm a stay-at-home mom trying to pay off $2,000 in credit card debt.
Today, we unfortunately found out that we lost our food stamp.
If you're watching this, it actually does help when you like, comment, share, say.
And I know it's annoying when people say that, but I really mean it.
I'm not trying to be famous. I'm just trying to get my family through and finally get this debt paid off.
So yeah, vibes are very low today, but I did tell my husband that we lost our food stamps. And y'all, when I tell you that he started pacing like the world was ending, I was like, yeah, I know. I know. Now I'm just over here cleaning the bathroom, trying to keep it together, continuing to post my videos, hoping that maybe finally they start to pay off. When it comes to my credit card, right now we are at $1,977 left. And I've got a $61 payment pending. I'm not gonna lie, some days it feels pointless, but I continue to post because I know that this might be the only way that I can turn things around.
And yeah, I know that people scroll past stuff like this all the time, but if this is on your For You page, it's probably for a reason.
Listen, I'm just a regular stay-at-home mom doing what I can to get us back on track.
So if you're still watching this, thank you. Don't forget to follow, comment, share to a friend if you can.
I'm stressing so much right now, but you watching this helps more than you know.
Love you, bye.
I just went to check the mail and I received a letter from the food stamps office.
It says, after multiple videos were sent into our office, we had to conduct an investigation. And during our investigation, we did come across a few discrepancies in your application. It says, therefore, over the last 6 months, you received benefits that did not belong to you and needs to be paid back. You know how much I have to pay back? Do you want to know how much food stamps I have to pay back? I have to pay back $27,000. Good thing is that they offer a payment plan, because where the fuck am I going to get $27,000 off of? And guess what? I'm not even going to pay it. Y'all have to prove to me. Where's the proof? This letter doesn't mean anything. Where's the proof? Show me the proof of what I was doing wrong. This is unbelievable. Didn't your parents ever teach you to mind your own business? Or they didn't teach you that?
I have to say this. I am so very blessed that I am able to feed my family without the help of assistance anymore. I haven't been on food stamps in about almost 4 years or so. And And that's because, you know, I live in the state of California, and my income with my three children is too high. I don't qualify. I make about six figures or so, but in the state of California, six figures is considered on the lower end of income. Yeah, I know. But right now I really feel really bad, and I feel very sorry for the families who are going to be losing these services next month. The ones who truly depend on these services, and not just women and children that need to be fed, but think of our elderly people who's on a fixed income and they depend on food stamps to really buy their food because their fixed income pays all of their bills. Imagine how these people, you know, 65 and older or disabled people feel right now as well. I will say, ladies and gentlemen, if you rely on, you know, the food stamps, et cetera, to feed your kids, I will heavily suggest try to find you, part-time work to supplement a seasonal position to supplement whatever is going to happen between November and December, just to make do. Not that you have to be working hella hours a week. Do what works for you and what works for your family. But at this point, we're learning that the U.S. government, you can't depend on them. You really can't depend on them. And I'm very happy to have gotten so used to out of the mindset of needing food stamps, or, you know, I got so unused to it, and I got so used to spending cash on food now to where I know how to make do. I cook, so I know how to make meals that, you know, that last, you know, for my kids, and I know how to shop accordingly, you know, and shop at places accordingly. And then, you know, I'm not into making crab boils and all that stuff on a regular basis. That stuff is like special occasion stuff. Even on my income, I cannot be spending money on certain shit like that. I just can't, you know. But I just really hope that, you know, something happens, you know, before November comes. I just hope something happens within this week or so that the House and the Senate will get their shit together and get services back going for people, because it's not just people suffering, you know, not getting food stamps. You got all of our military folks who's not getting paid, all of our federal workers not getting paid. Like, this is fucked up. Like, this is real fucked up. This is more than just, you know, people missing out on holidays. Fuck holidays. People damn near not gonna have roofs over their head and food on a regular basis to eat. Like, it's really shitty right now for people, you know. Also, thank God to be living in California right now. There's a lot of different services and stuff for people out here to get help and what they need. I don't know what's going on in the middle of the country or the East Coast, wherever, you know, but I know in the state of California, there's a lot of things out here for people to take advantage of that they, if they need help. You know, the resources are there. California has it. Go get it. You know, and I'm going to try to see if I can find some resources that I can post on here for families here, like in the Bay Area, where they can go and get food and, you know, and it's quality food. It's not these food pantries that's giving out food. It ain't bullshit. It's real meat, fruits, real meats, not bullshit. Fruits, cereals, milk, you know, all type of stuff, you know, for your children. So, yeah, this is sad.
Now, I'm so glad you young ladies are seeing now what's going on, what's really real with these food stamps. So many women are in an uproar about their food stamps and how they're going to feed their children because you have so many of them. And then you look at this TikTok app and you see how these men downrating y'all and talking about if y'all hadn't had all these children and what do you expect? And not once if they came to y'all rescue and said something like this. Well, if you you know, the baby dads need to stand up and help these women take care of their children. Nah, they ain't gonna speak up for you. They're just gonna talk about y'all and how stupid y'all were for having kids by these men. They gonna tell y'all something like this. You should have picked the right men. You should have had better choice of men. But I'm gonna tell you this. Now you're learning to keep your legs closed. Stop letting these jokers sleep with you, impregnate you, and now you making videos because you can't afford to feed them. And guess what them jokers doing? Out there spreading somebody else's legs, doing the same thing, and making videos about you and how you should have made the right choices in men. I ain't gonna lie, I'm gonna tell you facts. Stop sleeping with these jokers now. And I'm glad the government doing what they doing. These men gonna be hurt because you women gonna see what's going on now when you don't get no help. You think you ain't getting no help from the man, your baby daddies. Boy, look what's going on now, because the government cutting everything out. And I just made a video. God dog, they even cutting the Job Corps. Stop sleeping with these men, and then they can't make no videos. They're going to start making videos about how hard it is with them working two jobs because they got to take care of family and their kids and step up to the plate. I want to see these videos when these men start talking about how hard they got to work when you women stop opening y'all legs. That's what I want to see.
I just came to get my two cents. Everybody out here talking about Trump cutting food stamps for the people that's not working. Get up off your ass and go get a job, blah, blah, blah. Them motherfuckers denied me and my wife with a job. They don't want nobody on that shit. Not the people with a job, not the people without a job. They don't want to give nobody shit. So it's not just bitches need to get off their ass and go get a job, because they deny motherfuckers with a job. Shit, it's a, what? What?
And we got 5 kids in our house and still got denied.
This lady at Walmart got mad at me for using my EBT and having my nails done.
So wait. Is somebody mad at you or disappointed?
So this lady was standing behind me and I was getting ready to pay. And of course I take out my EBT card. Because what else am I going to pay with?
Cash, credit card. Check if you're old school.
And then she's like, ma'am, I love your nails. How much did they cost? I'm like, oh, these were like $85. And then once she sees me taking out my card, she starts bitching. She's like, you paid $85 for your nails, but you need EBT to pay for your groceries? I'm like, yes, bitch.
Okay. I see what her problem is. The problem is having your nails done for $85, that is a luxury. That isn't a necessity. To go out spending on nails $85, which you're probably spending this on, I'd say, at least once a month, and that's being nice. You're spending $85 on a luxury item, but then you're using our tax money to buy yourself groceries and your kids' groceries. Because I'm almost positive that's not the only luxury item that you are giving yourself while we, the taxpayers, are paying for your fucking food stamps.
I'm sorry, I didn't know that you can't have your nails done and be on EBT. I didn't know that was such a fucking crime. I think at this point, y'all just mad because you don't qualify for EBT.
Well, I don't think anybody's sad that they don't qualify for EBT, because in order to qualify for EBT, you have to make hardly any fucking money. I think what people are mad about is that you're lying to qualify for EBT.
If you guys love trading, check out the private Discord server, Patreon link below in the description. If you like stocks and options, trade with us, guys. We're making money every single day. I mean, just last month, 21 signals, almost 70% win rate with one of our traders here. I mean, you got over 100% on Amazon gains in the past. I mean, we're actually making a few hundred dollars every single day, and the profits are all posted here in profit recaps. Our traders are all extremely experienced. We trade every single day, live updates with a bunch of traders. You even got a Congress tracker, stock data, unusual stocks. You can also see unusual options to see what the insiders are doing, and more. I mean, this is a limited time only, a limited amount of spots. Join us, check us out. It's one of the best stock trading Discord servers out there.